Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight into the purpose, the will appointed by God for our life and for our destiny. As believers, we understand that we believe the Word of God, we hold on to the Word of God, and we know that the Word is true, that the Word is alive and active and able to do in our lives, in us, it, more than anything else, is quicker and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to penetrate better or deeper than the marrow of our bones. It is able to bring to us all that God says, because we live by the Word. We live by faith. We live by the principles of God, and we understand that God's will shall be done in our life, in the earth, when we submit to Him and lean not to our own understanding. There's always an understanding that is there, but may not be the understanding of God. We have our own opinion and our own concepts about things, but whenever we believe the Word of God and take the Word of God for what it is, then we see the demonstration of God's power in our lives like never before. So we are going today, and we're going back into faith, and we're going back into hearing the Word of God, and we're going to listen. I want you to listen to something different today. What we're going to have is going to be dealing with faith and dealing with your overcoming testimony and dealing with how God is going to move in our lives. We're coming out of John, the 11th chapter. Well, it's talking about Lazarus, and we're talking, dealing with his how Jesus raised him from the dead. When we look at this, we understand that something has happened, and we don't know exactly when it happened, when it occurred. We don't know if it's a long process that Lazarus has gone through, or something that has happened immediately. But whatever it is, it comes so suddenly that Lazarus cannot recover. It came so suddenly that he could not recover, came so suddenly that he could not win or get a handle on this. There are things in our lives that it happens, and sometimes it may not be something that is afar off. Sometimes these things come all of a sudden. And when they come, it comes so fast and so strong and so swiftly, we cannot get a handle on it. We cannot overcome it. It's like this thing came and it took us down. It came to try to destroy us, to utterly cause a death in some area or some place in our lives. It is a death grip. And this death grip came to Lazarus and it took him down. But it was not the intent or the will of God for it to remain. So even though Lazarus is at this place, it is not the final say-so. Even though it looks and appears a certain way, even though the stench of this thing is there, even though the hold of this thing is there, it is not what God intended. And I'm saying that because many of us are finding ourselves in a predicament that came all of a sudden, and some of it came slowly, but then overtook us all of a sudden. And we're at a place we just feel like we can't get out of it. Too big. It's too much. We don't know how to deal with it. We don't know how to change it. It's too much hurt, too much pain, too much loss there. It's too overwhelming. Whatever the situation is, it feels like a death grip. It feels like you cannot get out of it, and it's already starting to smell like the pronunciation of what it's already announced concerning you. It's already beginning to stench, have a stench to it, as if you're not going to get up from this, that you're not going to recover from this, that you're not going to be able to move past this or beyond this. But the devil is a lie. It's not what it seems like, because Jesus still hasn't come yet. He still hasn't shown up. Now, they're in the city of Bethany, and Bethany is where there is a lot of olive groves, and this is where Lazarus, Mary, and Martha live, and they have a lot of olive groves around them. Well, when you understand that the olive groves themselves have to go through a process of being crushed and beaten and trotted to produce the oil that is necessary, and everything that they used in a oil form was basically coming from an olive tree. The ingredients for perfumes, the ingredients for embalming, the ingredients for anointing, all of these things came from an olive being crushed or beaten or trodden. Well, when you understand that they are in a place where the precious oil has to go through a hard process so that the value of it can be seen. Then you understand what he was going through, what Lazarus and his sisters were going through. They were a precious, valuable item in God's kingdom to God's people. But they had to go through a process of crushing and a process of beating and a process of being trodden on so that the value of who they are could arise, so that the value of what they were could be seen. The aroma of that anointing, of their life of worship unto the Lord, could be evidence. You have to go through, we have to go through a process that identifies with Jesus, because that's what Jesus went through for us. But the Bible says that we embrace, we identify with his cross. We identify with his sufferings, because we go through like manner sufferings in the earth, not to the extent that Jesus went through, but we go through a suffering that identifies with the cross because we are tied to him. We are connected to him. We are part of his kingdom, part of his family. So therefore, what he endured, what he went through, that suffering, that hardness, we face it as good soldiers. We face those problems or situations that we understand should not be in our lives. And we know that life itself produces certain things. Then there are other things that come in our life, and we know that it is not us, it is the enemy. So we go through and we endure certain things, but the price that we're paying, not something we've done ourselves, but the price that we're paying because we identify with Jesus Christ, there is a value that is coming to us. There is an aroma, a very expensive aroma, an anointing that is coming to our lives as we go through that process the right way, that lets us identify with Christ even the more, that lets us understand that God is choosing us and shaping us for his glory, that many lives are going to be touched because of the oil of the anointing that flows through us and flows on us because we've allowed God to process us. Now, even though these things come that try to make us believe or try to make us sway and change our testimony, our overcoming testimony is what it is. It overcomes everything that would try to tower over us, grip us, that would try to make us fall, that would try to set up pitfalls. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful to do everything that he promised. He will not fail us, no matter what we see, no matter what we face, no matter what we're going through, even when the time is clock is ticking and we've got to have an answer or a breakthrough or a door open or favor, an opportunity. God will not fail us. He is faithful. He is an almighty God. Everything moves according to his will, according to his word, and he will bring all things together for the good. He will cause you to prosper in a place where it seems like prosperity is not there. He will bless you in a place where it seems like the blessing has run far away. He will heal your body when it looks like the doctors have given up on you. He will put back together homes and marriages and children when it looks like the damage is too deep that has occurred. God will cause that thing to turn around for your good. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is. I know he will not leave us, and he will not forsake us, and he will not allow the enemy to destroy us. He's our Father. He's our God. He cares about us. He says he knows the numbers on the hairs of our head. He understands exactly where we are, and he said it's better for anyone who comes against us to have a millstone around his neck and be out in the sea, in the ocean, than to mess with one of his beloved, one of his children. So the enemy who's trying to buffet us and different situations that's trying to buffet us, our God is faithful. Our God is mighty. Our God is powerful, and he will defend us. Our hope is not in man. Our hope is in God. Our hope is in his promises and his words. Our hope is in what he's already established in us and for us that will remain forever. And he will do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. And that's what you have to hold on to in times where it looks like you don't have, or it looks like you're against the wall, or it looks like grip has come to try to seem as if you can't get out of where you at, and the stench of that area, the stench of that thing has come to make it seem like you cannot go any further, but it's suffocating you to conform to what it thinks or what that situation is pronouncing. The devil is a liar. You're coming out as pure gold. You're coming out as the head. You're coming out with more than enough. This still is the years. These are the years, the 7 years of plenty. I don't care what the economy or whatever president is there. I don't even care who's on your job or what is going on. Our God owns everything. He owns the cattle on the hill. He owns the gold and the silver and the diamonds and the hills. He owns it all. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So everything belongs to God. So do not go around feeling hopeless. Do not go around feeling beaten. Don't even allow the circumstance to tell you what is going to be the outcome. Let that go back to where it came. Let that death grip know what that Jesus is getting ready to speak. And when he speaks, you're going to come out. I know I don't have time to go back into this because I want to go deeper, and I will tomorrow in this study, because I want you to understand, I don't care where you at, it's not what it seems like. It is not what it seems like. I don't care what it looks like. It is not what it seems like. God is doing the impossible. God is doing a miracle. God is changing it. God is turning it around. God is touching. God is calling. God is going to make his name great in a possible situation. Your back is against the wall, but watch the greatness of God's power. I'm Pastor Cheryl Fax, and that's all the time I have for today. We'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to continue looking at this Lazarus situation, but we're going to see ourselves being resurrected through the power of God. God is faithful to do everything that he promised. Hold on to your confession of faith. Hold on to your overcoming testimony, and watch the Lord. Have a blessed day.